USA Radio News.
It's a big, fat con job.
President Trump continues to support Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who now faces sexual misconduct allegations from three women.
This is one of the highest quality people that I've ever met, and everybody that knows him says the same thing. And these are all false to me. These are false accusations in certain cases.
The president said he would withdraw the nomination if he thought Kavanaugh was guilty. Attorney Michael Avenatti represents a woman who said she was raped at a party that Kavanaugh attended. He was on MSNBC.
She wants an FBI investigation to be launched immediately. She is prepared to meet with the FBI, disclose everything that she knows, disclose additional witnesses.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's job may be on the line when he meets with President Trump on Thursday. Rosenstein's denied a report that he raised the issue of removing the president from office using the 25th Amendment. The president says he would rather not fire Rosenstein, who oversees the Russia Special Counsel investigation.
I'm talking to him. We've had a good talk. He said he never said it. He said he doesn't believe it. He said he has a lot of respect for me.
The search continues for a 6-year-old boy with autism who ran away from his father during an outing near Charlotte, North Carolina. Maddox Ridge was last seen wearing an orange T-shirt and black shorts. His father, Ian, spoke to reporters.
It's torture. I just want my little boy back home. I want to know he's safe. I want to give him a big hug as soon as I see him.
Police say they've searched thousands of acres, drained a lake, and conducted hundreds of interviews to find the boy. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Investors in the company that owns Smith & Wesson want the gun maker to produce a safety report. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The resolution approved at American Outdoor Brands' annual meeting in Boston on Tuesday asks the board to report by next February on the company's efforts to monitor gun violence and produce safer guns, as well as to assess risks to American Outdoor's reputation and finances. Supporters of the resolution say the gun safety vote shows major investors are worried that gun violence could hurt the company that's based in Springfield, Massachusetts. American Outdoor CEO and other top execs opposed that gun safety resolution. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Special agents with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement have arrested a Peruvian national who is believed to be a suspected war criminal and a human rights violator. John Clemens reports.
48-year-old former Peruvian Army 2nd Sergeant Dennis Wilfredo Pacheco Zambrano was arrested in San Angelo, Texas. He was wanted in Peru for his alleged role in the July 4, 1991, torture, rape, and murder of 15 Peruvian civilians in the small village of Santa Barbara, Peru. Special Agent in Charge Katrina Berger of Homeland Security Investigations Dallas said human rights violators will find no safe haven here in the U.S. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.